You're listening to SBS News.
In 1921, a white mob descended on the black neighbourhood of Tulsa, known as Greenwood, and burned 1,000 homes and looted hundreds more. At the time, it was the United States' most prosperous black-owned business district and residential neighbourhood. The community has never recovered from the attack. Ahead of a visit by US President Joe Biden, hundreds gathered for an interfaith service dedicating a prayer wall outside the historic Vernon African Methodist Episcopal Church in Greenwood. Although the church was nearly destroyed in the massacre, parishioners continued to meet in the basement, and it was rebuilt several years later. It became a symbol of the resilience of Tulsa's black community. The building was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2018. The Reverend Jesse Jackson, the veteran civil rights activist, says the prayer wall is a place for people to look to a better future.
This is a landmark of great significance. We seek healing today and hope over despair, care over indifference. When the walls fall, we come to a special place today to seek healing, revive our kindness and hope.
Another civil rights campaigner, the Reverend William Barber from North Carolina, says he was humbled to stand by the new prayer wall.
So when we see this wall is not for us to remember the fights they fought. The wall is to give us the courage to fight the fights we still have to fight, to deal with economic justice, to deal with voter suppression.
He says there is still a lot of work to do, and that the Tulsa massacre was just one of many incidents.
The blood can't rest. You can't cover over the blood by trying to make a tourist event out of a tragedy. You can't cover over the blood and talk about reconciliation when there's been no conciliation. Tulsa was one of more than a dozen.
Democrat politician Barbara Lee attended the dedication of the prayer wall and agreed.
Prayer leads to transformation, which means we must repair the damage, and we must support reparations. We must move this country forward. Here in Tulsa, repair the damage. Reparations is required today.
Tracy Gibbs is the granddaughter-in-law of one of the survivors of the Tulsa massacre. She says the community still needs support, support that it never saw in 1921.
They have to remember when they're coming to visit that the survivors never received any type of reparations. They never received any type of benefit, and they never really asked for anything. But I think it needs to be acknowledged that we have to do better in what we're doing far as supporting a group of people. And we still have much lack in North Tulsa. So I hope when they come to visit that they just don't stop at the corner block of Greenwood and Archer, but they begin to move further north and begin to patronize black African-American businesses in North Tulsa.
Sparked by accusations that a 19-year-old black man had assaulted a 17-year-old white girl in an elevator, the massacre saw 35 square blocks torched, with damages spiraling into the millions. Tulsa's police department deputized the white mobs and provided them with arms. There's been undeniable progress in the relationship between the Tulsa police and the city's black community in the past 100 years, but then again, it's hard to imagine it could get worse. Complaints about police bias and a lack of enough minority officers remain, but the police chief is now a black man from North Tulsa, the area that includes Greenwood. Local resident Sharon Mitchell says that's a step in the right direction.
My heart goes out for the black young men in this community. They don't have fathers, they need somebody. And so having him in that position, yes, but do you, it's kind of like your hands are tied. I'm here, but my hands are tied. But I think his demeanor, from what I see, I think there could be better change. Yes, sir. Could be better change, yes.
Back in 1921, decades before the civil rights movement, even the thought of a black police chief would have been inconceivable. Jesse Jackson has hope.
In this place, we stand today. I ask toward the future.
Alan Lee, SBS News.